You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, it's been ages since I did my last podcast. I'm very sorry about that. I've been very busy, you know, just doing all the crazy things that, you know, I do in my life. Well, it's not that crazy, to be honest. It's kind of boring, really. But let's see. I've been playing music with my cousin's band at the festival at the weekend. It was called the Big Chill Festival, and my cousin's band were playing on a stage there, and they asked me to come and play drums. So we did, and it was a great weekend. The weather was absolutely fantastic. The sun shone every day, all day, which is quite rare here in England. And the scenery was very nice, very beautiful landscape, lovely green hills of grass with the festival set up between these hills with a little river running through it. And lots of live music over the weekend, and lots of sunshine, and sleeping in a tent, which was quite difficult. I slept in a two-man tent with my brother and some of our bags. But to be honest, it wasn't really a two-man tent. It was a bit small, and we kind of like had to sleep very close together. And my brother was snoring quite loudly, and so was I, apparently. And because of the design of the tent, it was quite hot inside the tent, and so there was lots of condensation, lots of water drops appeared on the inside of the tent, and it actually started dripping water onto us when we were sleeping. So ironically, it was actually wet inside the tent and dry on the outside, which I think is the exact opposite of what a tent is for. But anyway, it was a great weekend, and I had a really good time. But I've been very busy doing that, and also practicing with the school band, which is called Band Practice. We're doing a concert tomorrow evening at the Brook Green Hotel in Shepherd's Bush. That's Friday evening. And there's going to be lots of people there, lots of students and teachers and other people from the school will be there to watch us play. So hopefully it will be really good fun, and everyone will enjoy themselves. Now, today's podcast is about pronunciation again, and specifically, this podcast is about another podcast or another video that you can find on the internet. There are lots of learning English podcasts on the internet, lots of learning English videos on YouTube. Some of them are very good. The teachers are very, very obviously very experienced, and they try to do the best job that they can do. Some of them, I think, are not so good. They perhaps speak in a strange way, or they teach things that aren't actually very useful, or they don't really teach very well, for example. But a lot of them are very good. But there are a few that you shouldn't really listen to and shouldn't watch. Ones that actually don't give you any good advice and don't really help you. And you have to be careful of those ones. Now, I was on the internet recently on YouTube, and I found a set of videos on a website called Expert Village. Now, it's called Expert Village. I think what they're trying to do is have a YouTube page. Anyway, I'd like to play the recording to you again, and now I'm going to pause it between each bit, and I'm going to say if it was okay, in my opinion, or if it was wrong, okay? So here we go.
Now let's practice the short O, and again, I'll give you words and sentences. I'll say them standard American first, followed up with the British dialect.
So you're thinking, cool, this woman knows what she's talking about, she's organized. She's going to give me examples. Brilliant. This is going to be really good. Excellent. So, okay, let's hear about short O practice, Tracy.
Hot. Hot.
Okay, yeah, pretty good. Hot. Hot. Okay, not bad. You're on the right tracks here, Tracy. Good. Good start. Good start. Okay, what's next?
Coffee. Coffee.
Whoa. what's coffee? I've never heard of coffee before. It's not coffee, it's coffee. Coffee, right? Not coffee. I really don't understand that. Maybe the oh sound is okay, but fe at the end? Coffee. No. No, Tracy, you're wrong. It's coffee. Okay? Right. Next.
Fought. Fought.
No, sorry. I think she's trying to say fought. Fought. Like, for example, the soldiers fought in the war. Right? In American English, I think it's fart. But in English, it's fought. It's certainly not fought. Fought is completely wrong. It's fought. So, sorry, Tracy. Better luck next time.
Not. Not.
Not really. It's not. We don't say not. We say not or not. I suppose not bad. Okay, Tracy, I'll give you that one. Not bad, but still something strange about the way you say not. Not. It's not really like that. It's more like not. Not. I don't know. I'll give it to you, Tracy. Okay, you've got that one. Let's see if you can get the next one too, okay?
Bobby. Bobby.
Wrong. Sorry. The word you're trying to say, Tracy, is Bobby. Bobby. Right? I think in American English they might say Barbie. And she said Bobbe. Bobbe. But completely wrong. It's actually Bobby. Bobby. Bobby is a boy's name. It's also the nickname for a policeman. A Bobby. Right? But no, certainly not Bobbe. No. Also, actually, Nicolas Cage doesn't know how to say this word in an English accent. In a movie, National Treasure, he says the word Bobby, but he sort of says Barbie or some crazy thing. I think I've got the recording, actually. I'll see if I've got the recording. I can play it to you.
Missy's taking up
some. Oh, now look what you've done. You brought the little Barbies down on us.
There it is, Barbies, and maybe he's been having English lessons from Tracy Goodwin. Now, anyway, back to Tracy Goodwin. Let's hear her next short O sound. Here it is.
Fond. Fond.
Sorry, Tracy. It's not fawned, but fond. Fond. Yeah, I'm really fond of that picture. Yeah, not fawned. Sorry, Tracy. Try again.
Now some sentences.
Okay, sentences. Cool, cool. Let's have some sentences, Tracy. Give us the sentences. Let's go.
Ron opted to ignore Dot. Ron opted to ignore Dot.
Not too bad. Still a bit strange, though. Ron opted to ignore Dot. It's still kind of weird. I would say Ron opted to ignore Dot. So you still haven't got it quite right, but it's not too bad. Okay, let's have the next sentence then, Tracy. Okay, or shall I say sentence? Sorry, that's a bit of a low blow. Anyway, next sentence, okay? Here we go.
Lost coffee is not to be fought over. Lost coffee is not to be fought over.
Wrong. Sorry. It's lost coffee is not to be fought over. Not lost coffee is not to be fought over. Right? That's... I don't know where you... I don't know why... She thinks that this is right. I don't know where she gets her information from. She's just plain wrong, really, especially with words like coffee, which she says is coffee, and fought, which she says is fought. So, sorry, expert status removed, Tracy. You're not an expert. You're wrong. Next sentence.
The dog was lost in the fog. The dog was lost in the fog.
Now, that just sounds Swedish, okay? You know, I don't know, maybe she spent a long time in Stockholm, or, you know, maybe she's just travelled around Scandinavia a few times too many. I don't know what it is, but I don't know where you're from. I don't know if you're a boy or a girl, but thank you very much for your comments. I appreciate that. Let's see. I recently opened a Facebook page for my website for the podcast, so I've had quite a lot of messages from there. Let's see. Wow, I had a long message from Paula in Argentina, and she said that she came across my webpage while she was Googling the differences between American and British English pronunciation, and this was the first podcast she listened to. She said that she was so impressed and pleased that she immediately decided to download and listen to the ones that she had missed. It took her quite a long time, but to be honest, it was a pleasure to do it. She says, "Now what I'm going to say will be food for your ego, but as you say, you are brilliant. Wow, I'm brilliant. I believe your additional sense of humour makes your podcast highly beneficial, down to earth and enjoyable for any learner of English. Wow, I'm amazing." My ego is just expanding crazily here. This is very bad for my ego. Anyway, as well as giving my opinion about you and your work, I have an inquiry. As I already mentioned, I'm studying to be a teacher. So she's studying to be a teacher. So she has to learn to speak like me. She says she has some problems with intonation. Let's see. She says, "Since I discovered you, I've been listening to your podcasts over and over again in order to try to work out the differences between the patterns, between referring fall rise and referring plus rise and proclaiming fall and proclaiming plus rise fall." Wow, those are difficult terms, Paula. Difficult expressions. She's talking about intonation patterns. Ones that go from fall to rise, and ones that go from rise to fall, and ones, you know, for example, when we say things like, "I agree with you, but," so "but" is quite a complex intonation pattern. "I agree with you to a certain extent, but," so that's what she's talking about, intonation patterns. She says, "Every time I think I have gained some insight on the patterns and try to produce them in natural conversation, I end up completely frustrated because my voice seems to elude my brain's orders." So I think she's talking about something that many learners of English experience, which is that sometimes you know what to say in your head, but what comes out of your mouth is different. It's almost like your brain and your mouth are not connected. So she says, "I know it sounds funny, but I can't find another way to put it. Thus, my request is, could you possibly explain them or provide me with a guideline on how to work with intonation, including meaning and pronunciation? This being my first email, you must consider that I'm asking too much. Well, sorry, I can't help it. In case you do not consider my request valid, I'd like a 'hello, I read your email' answer. In fact, I'll be looking forward to your reply. Thanks for sharing so altruistically your knowledge with the world. Kisses." Ooh, I got some kisses on the internet. Paula. So thanks, Paula. And thanks for the kisses. I appreciate that particularly. Any kisses that you'd like to send over the internet to me would be great. You can just put them in text form. Just put two crosses in an email, and that'll work. That's what they stand for. Anyway, your request, Paula, basically is that I give you advice on intonation and intonation patterns. Well, that's very interesting, and I'd like to do that. So I'll do that. I will do that. I can't do it in this podcast because I haven't planned anything. I'm going to give you some pronunciation drills at the end of the podcast. So I might be able to do something on intonation. So I'll think of some sentences with some intonation patterns, and I'll do them for you. So sorry I didn't reply to you earlier, Paula, but I hope that this makes up for the lack of email contact. I very much appreciate your comments, and they help me a lot because they give me motivation to keep doing these podcasts. Okay, more comments from the internet. Just a few things. I got one from I think it's someone. Yeah, it's Chinese student called Louis, and he accidentally found the podcast. He said it was so unique, the most unique podcast he's ever seen. Wow, brilliant. Yeah, so he thinks that my accent is similar to Martin Bashir. So Martin Bashir is the journalist who interviewed Michael Jackson. So that's interesting. I think that Martin Bashir has a sort of typical, I'd say, journalist accent or a typical kind of BBC accent, although he actually worked for ITV, but he has a typical sort of British broadcasting accent. And I've got a similar kind of accent, a kind of British broadcasting style accent, probably because my dad worked for the BBC for about 30 years, so I kind of picked up his BBC accent. Well, and the next one is fall, rise. So, sorry, rise, fall. Okay, so it goes straight, and then it goes down a little bit, and then up, and then down. It sounds like this.
It was around then.
It was around then. That's a lovely intonation pattern. That's like if you're giving secret information or something. It was around then. Doesn't it sound wonderful?
It was around then.
It was around then. Okay. So you can repeat that. It was around then. Okay. Or he wanted to speak to me. He wanted to speak to me. He wanted to speak to me. Okay? Obviously, I'm exaggerating those sentences. So let me just say them again in a slightly more natural way. This is the fall. I want you to stay here. I want you to stay here. Then, he wanted to speak to you. He wanted to speak to you. He wanted to speak to you. Okay. He didn't want to speak to you. He didn't want to speak to you. He wanted to speak to me. He wanted to speak to me. Right. So, that's it for the pronunciation bit at the end of the podcast. I hope you found that useful. And don't forget that what you should do is just what Paula's doing. And actually, her English is very, very good. I read out her email. Her English is excellent. And she's got the right idea. What she's doing is listening to the podcasts again and again. And that's a very, very good way to learn English. Honestly, it is. Now, what you can do is, first of all, just listen to the podcast without reading anything. Just listen. Then listen to it again and read the transcripts or read any text that I include on the webpage. And then for the third time, listen to it again, but don't read anything, just listen. And on the third time, you will understand so much more and you'll remember a lot from that as well. You will remember a hell of a lot of words. It's a great way of picking up language. And you can enjoy it too, because hopefully this is an enjoyable podcast. That's it. That's the end of the podcast. Don't forget to be careful about some of the other podcasts and videos out there. Most of them are good, but there are a few bad ones. So check out Tracy Goodwin if you want to have a good laugh. That's it for me for the moment. If you're coming to the concert tomorrow, I'll see you there and I hope you have a great time. That's it from me. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.